I invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve Eucharist. Good Greek word. This is what we give thanks for, communion. What greater thing to give thanks for but that the Father sent His only Son? That God so loved the likes of me that He sent His only Son to die on a cross, to bear the punishment I deserve, so that today I could be reconciled to a holy, a righteous, a just, a good God, so I could enjoy a relationship with Him. Sins forgiven, a home in heaven, guaranteed, sealed with the Holy Spirit, bought with the blood of Jesus. If you're a believer in Jesus, this is for you. This is for us to remember together what Jesus did for you. If you're not a believer in Jesus, what I mean by that is you've thrown all your trust on Him. You're depending on Him and Him alone, Him completely. Him plus nothing. You don't get to contribute other than your filth. You bring that to Him and say, I would exchange this for your righteousness because this is the best I have. It's an offense against you. We come as sinners in need of mercy. We don't come self-righteous saying, well, look at my resume. You should be impressed with me, right? No. Those things are filthy rags in His sight. We come as receivers, recipients of His grace, His mercy, His kindness, His goodness. Recipients of Jesus, who died to set us free, who comes to live inside us, to make us new by the Holy Spirit. We'll serve bread, juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're clinging to Him and Him alone for your salvation, for as your only hope, take bread, take juice, hold that in your hand, reflect on what He did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll give thanks and we'll take that together as a body of believers in Jesus. Jesus, what a treasure, what an amazing gift we hold in our hands. Bread, juice, but reminders of what You did, pointers to who You are, why You came. To give Your life in exchange for mine. To pay a price You didn't deserve. So that I could be set free. So that I could today enjoy Your grace, Your favor, Your presence, Your power, Your rescue. You living inside, making me new. Thank You. What can we say but thank You for the greatest of all gifts You gave us, Yourself. And we now simply receive with hearts overflowing with gratitude and say, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Holy Spirit. We receive Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new. Drink.